It's Pi Day. Nope, not the pumpkin kind. Today is March 14th, or 314, the first three digits of pi. Now, not that anybody needs reminding, but pi is the number that represents the ratio of a circle circumference to its diameter and continues, like, to infinity. So to celebrate, we've called Emma Haruko Iwau, who is the new world record holder for calculating the most ever digits of pi. How many? 31,415,926,535,897. Emma Haruko Iwau is cloud developer advocate for Google. We reached her in Tokyo. Happy Pi Day, Emma.
Happy Pi Day.
If anybody deserves to have a Happy Pi Day, I think it's you. Before we get to exactly what you did, I wonder if you can tell us when your attraction to pi first started.
Of course. It was when I was 12 years old, and I was so attracted because the number just keeps going infinite. There's no end. And also, I liked computers when I was a kid, and I learned some people use computers to calculate millions or billions of digits of pi, and it seems so fascinating to me.
So what does it mean, though, when you use the cloud, as you did to calculate these trillions of digits instead of using a pencil and paper? I mean, you're not using a supercomputer. What does it mean to use the cloud?
Not everybody has access to supercomputers. For example, I didn't when I was a kid. But if I were born today, I would have access to the cloud. And I think that's the most important part.
That it opens it up to everybody. And how long did it take you to come up with this many?
So it took 4 months to do the calculation.
One of the issues here is also, as you say, your calculation took 170 terabytes of data to complete. Which may not mean much to the average person, but you say it's roughly the equivalent of the amount of data in the entire Library of Congress print collection?
Yes, exactly.
And so that's all stored within the cloud?
Exactly. We store everything in cloud. We store the final product, the actual digits of pi, as snapshots that you can copy to your own cloud projects. So anyone can copy these digits and play out in cloud.
Not to knock what you're doing. Who would? But how do you know that this number is correct?
Oh, that's a very good question. If you miss a single digit during the multiplication, the entire digits will be wrong.
Yeah.
So if you check the last couple digits of the calculation, you know that the entire digits are correct. And we use a different equation to get the last digits. And we got the first 30 digits with different methods so that we can make sure the entire digits are actually correct.
Is there a practical application to this?
There are people who want to analyze the digits in a statistical way so that they can get into the features of pi itself. And for engineering science applications, you probably won't need more than 100 digits. For example, you need 30 digits to launch a rocket to the space.
So, Emma, I wonder how you are celebrating on this Pi Day your discovery. This is an amazing feat.
I got a pie, actual apple pie, in Tokyo and celebrated with my colleagues in Tokyo, in the Tokyo office.
I think you deserve like 31 trillion pies for that.
No, that'd be awesome, but we had just one pie.
Well, you deserve it anyway. So thank you very much for speaking with us. Emma Haruko Iwao, we really appreciate it. Thank you.